This is episode number 66, A Mindset to Prioritize What is Important. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Bethany Hansen, and I'm here from drbcoach.com with the podcast about being the best version of yourself. What does it mean to be the best version of yourself in today's world? The answers might surprise you, because they all start in the mindsets we embrace. Mindset for Life is a podcast from drbcoach.com, where we explore thinking, attitudes, and habits that lead to how we behave and who we become. I host Mindset for Life. I'm Bethany Hansen, on the journey to live as a better version of myself more each day, just like you. I'm happy to be with you here today, and I want to talk about prioritizing what really is important. Imagine for just a moment, if you will, that you're juggling. Not all of us are jugglers. I'm not a very good juggler. If you were to give me some objects in my hands to actually juggle, several would probably land on the floor pretty quickly. But some of you out there know how to juggle, so imagining yourself juggling might be even easier. Either way, picture yourself juggling balls. Some are glass and some are rubber. And as you juggle these balls, it quickly becomes apparent that you're not going to be able to juggle all of them. Something is going to fall to the floor. If you drop those that are rubber, they'll bounce. You might be able to let them bounce a moment and pick them back up later and add them back into your juggling rotation. But others, they're glass. And if you drop those ones while you're juggling, they'll shatter. There's no way to pick them up again and continue juggling those ones. The rubber balls might even be easily passed to someone else. Surely you've seen someone juggling who has a partner, and they're tossing their objects back and forth between them. Pretty soon, you could have several people in that mix, and you could be juggling those balls all around the group. Think about that for just a moment as we talk about what is really important and how to prioritize that. There are some things about you that are unique, and I've talked about this a lot on the Mindset for Life podcast. Every human being has something unique as a gift and a talent and something unique to bring into the world. Even if you have similar talents to other people, chances are you do them a little bit differently. There's something about you that really needs to be here. Now, if you don't have it to give because you've drained all your energy and you've spent a lot of your focus on the inconsequential things, the minutiae, the trivial things that just kind of pile up that you don't really necessarily have to do yourself, you just might not have any time or energy left to give those things where your unique gifts and talents are needed. Now, think about making two lists. One of those lists you could keep handy and answer this question on it. Where in my life am I uniquely needed? Then on the other list, you could add a lot of things about and where could anyone else do just as good of a job or close if it wasn't me doing it. On that second list, perhaps there are many things for which we feel accountable, responsible. Maybe we know the best way to do it and someone else wouldn't do it quite as well, but they could manage it. Someone else might be paid to do it for us. For example, there are certain yard work chores, household duties, different things that could be paid jobs that are given to someone else. There are other things that we can teach someone else to do. In the workplace, if we manage a team or we work with others, we might ask for volunteers to take on extra duties. We might be able to delegate. And in some cases, we might have to teach the person how to do the thing first. Up front, it might take a little investment of time, but eventually we can pass it to them and they can do a great job all by themselves without us even looking at it. So think about that second list, where could you hand things to someone else and they could do just as good of a job or close? And it doesn't really need to be you. There are a lot of times in my life where I thought I was needed and I needed to manage something. And some of these things at times overwhelmed me. Like maybe it was a big project, it was a course to write for online programs, Or maybe it was a person to train or things to post online, various different tasks. And as I look at some of those things over the past many years, there were many times where I could have easily said no to them. I could have found someone else that was even better at the task and asked them to take it on. Or I could have divided it up and had a whole team work on each one little part and make the work easier for everyone. In the cases where I took the whole project on myself and it was a little overwhelming, I regret not reaching out, and I have learned a lot about how I can divide things up and help other people to get involved. I've met a lot of people who don't like to delegate. We don't like to pass things to others. Sometimes we feel like they're doing us a favor or we're asking for some kind of service from them. And I'm just wondering, might this be a good question to ask? When you give a task to someone else that you could do yourself, how does this give them an opportunity to grow, to develop new skills, and to become a better version of themselves? If it's an area where someone else could develop new skills, new talents, new attributes, isn't it a wonderful opportunity to include someone else in the work and not do it all ourselves? It's not selfish at all. In fact, it's wonderful to include other people in our plans. These are good opportunities to pass the ball. That is like something that's a rubber ball. So we can pass it to other people who can get involved, either in small part or in the entire project, or in the small task or the entire chore or activity. And we can really lighten our load so that our focus can then be diverted to those things for which we are uniquely qualified. Now think about where in your life you are uniquely needed. Intuitively, you have some strengths, gifts, and attributes that you know are your strengths. If you think about these things, sometimes we are humble about them, we don't boast about them, we want to kind of keep them in perspective. But even though that is the case, you know deep down that there are some things that you are good at. You have some areas that are special about you. And if you're not sure where to start in looking, like if you're not super aware of your strengths, there's a link on the homepage of my website, drbcoach.com. And right there in the upper left-hand corner is a link to the VIA Character Strengths Survey. It's free. It's a great opportunity to learn about your character strengths, your top five signature strengths that are with you in pretty much any situation. A lot of people don't know their strengths because sometimes we just overdo our strengths. And in cases where we overdo them and we just live them too fully, we can have other people give us feedback that's somewhat negative. Sometimes other people might tease us or minimize us or somehow put down our strengths because when we overdo them, they end up looking like weaknesses. They're overemphasized. And then for a while, our strengths might be underutilized because we're a little nervous or afraid or ashamed of our strengths. If you do the VIA Character Strengths Survey, you'll get some unique insights and you can start thinking about, wow, how does that strength show up if I overdo it? And what does it look like if I just ignore it? As you get to know some of the finer parts of your own attributes, you can gain a little more confidence by intentionally using your strengths. So if you're not very aware, that's a great place to start. If you already are aware, then perhaps you already have some ideas of where in your life you are uniquely needed. And as you start thinking about this, on that first list, put some things down that you need to spend your important time on. Now, if these tasks are important for you, but maybe they're not urgent, like they could be put off for the more urgent day-to-day things, stop doing it. Need to take some time out of your life every day to focus on those things that are most important to you, whatever those might be. And it's okay if other people disagree. Not everyone is going to see what you find important as truly important. But you know, because you have this connection with your unique talents and abilities where you're needed in your life and in the world that you live in. Be thinking about this as you create your list. And as you think about this over the coming week, some things might come to your mind where you realize, wow, I had a unique insight or a thought about that someone else didn't have. How many times have we looked to the people around us for a little bit of feedback or affirmation? Many times we look to people in our life, whether it's in the workplace or in our personal life, and we hope that they will give us affirmation about our strengths, talents, and attributes. Perhaps we want to make a decision and we're not really confident about it, and we'll run it by someone else. Well, the interesting thing about this is you're not going to get a good, solid confirmation from everybody else. After all, in some areas of life, you are truly uniquely qualified to make a decision or to make a certain action, take a certain path, move something forward, and touch other people in an effective and meaningful way. There are things that only you can do, and because that's the case, don't expect other people to be as excited about your ideas as you are as you start identifying what you're really good at and what your true strengths are. The more you can delegate or pass along the rubber balls that you're juggling, the more you can juggle the glass balls and give them time. You can put your effort into that. You can think about it a little bit every day. And you can start scheduling into your life maybe an hour each day that you spend on those most important things to you. In fact, if you start thinking about them pretty regularly, then you're going to start some attitudes and habits that help you become a person more focused on those things that are important to you and less distracted by all of the urgent minutiae things, the trivial things that tend to steal you away from what you really need to do. As you spend the time thinking about what you're uniquely qualified for and you start putting time into those most important things, you might find that you have more automatic thoughts that help you develop those areas. This is what it means to become the best version of yourself. You're going to find ways to enhance your strengths and your attributes and really start contributing where you can. One of the things I want to point out here is that we all have our preferred modality or our preferred method of receiving intuition or having our conscience speak to us, inspiration, or even, if you call it that, personal revelation. For example, some of us have a thought come into our mind and it seems like just any old thought, but when we try it out and we apply our time and effort to that idea, we find that something goes really, really well. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and a song is playing in our mind. I'm one of those people. Not everybody hears music in their head all the time, but I do. It probably comes from my musical background. That's my professional area of expertise from when I went through college. I also started way back when I was 8 years old playing instruments. So much of my life, I've been very involved in music. So it's not a surprise to me that when I wake up in the morning, occasionally I might have a song playing in my head. And chances are, I've had something on my mind, and that song that I notice happens to be an answer to a question I have. Maybe it leads me in the right direction, or it might just put me in a mood that's really open and energetic, so I'm more receptive to the ideas I need to develop that day. Think about what kind of messages come to you, what thoughts occur to you, what ideas come into your mind, and what is the method most likely for you to notice them? Is it music? Is it a conversation with someone else? Is it a reflection when you're just thinking inside your own head? Do you maybe talk out loud? I'm not one of these people, but there are a lot of people who actually talk to themselves out loud. For some reason, speaking out loud and hearing one's voice can be really useful in thinking through your thoughts and having new thoughts occur to you. As you think about your unique gifts, your unique talents, and what is most important to you, pretty soon, some of the smaller things that you weren't able to delegate or pass around or share, those rubber balls I was talking about, pretty soon some of those just fade out of your life altogether. At once, they seemed very overwhelming, and soon they seem lighter, empty, and gone altogether. As you notice your life becoming simpler, this is an easy way to prioritize what is really most important by focusing on it and letting some of those other things just dissipate or disappear. Now, of course, there are urgent things that we must take care of, the day-to-day things. There are some chores, some duties we have. Like, for example, if we don't do the laundry or the dishes pretty soon, we have no clean clothes to wear and no dishes to eat on. So there are obvious things that might not be the most important things on our list, but really cannot be endlessly put off. It is possible that we might find someone that we can have do that job, even if we want to hire someone to do household chores or housework for us. That is a possibility if you need the time and energy to focus on some other things. Or perhaps it could be a diversion in between work sessions that you have to just go do those things, walk around, and take care of the household chores. Either way, think about how you might fit things in that are also more important, and pretty soon develop even more of an emphasis on the unique gifts and strengths you have and areas that you have to contribute. As you look back, you'll start to see that you've grown in this area. You're becoming a better version of you, and you're starting to have a positive impact in the ways that only you can do. Think about it and see how you can do some thinking on this important area of juggling the glass balls this coming week. And here's to being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.